Welcome to this month's For Your Child newsletter. Our topic is, experts are concerned about tots watching TV. Parents don't seem to be heeding expert pediatrician guidelines that urge a ban on TV watching for their very youngest children, says a report in the journal Pediatrics. The American Academy of Pediatrics currently recommends that children 2 years and younger watch no TV at all. However, a new study finds that on a typical day, 63% of children between birth and 2 years old watch television. As many as 1 in 5 youngsters under 2 even have a television placed in their bedrooms. More than half of these tiny tots could turn on the TV themselves. Study author Dr. Elizabeth Vandewater says she understands the Academy's stance, but on the other hand, she says she doesn't think the guidelines are realistic. To learn more about actual TV viewing habits in young children, Dr. Vandewater's team surveyed over 1,000 parents of young children in 2005. They asked about media use, whether or not there was a TV in the child's bedroom, and also about other activities, such as reading and playing outdoors, to see if TV use was replacing other activities. The study's findings weren't all bad. The researchers found that just over half of 3 to 4-year-olds and 70% of 5 and 6-year-olds watch no more than the recommended limit of 2 hours daily. In the 3 to 6-year-old children, TV in the bedroom became more common, with about 1/3 having a set in the bedroom. On an average day, 3/4 of children watched at least some television, and about 1/3 watched videos or DVDs. The average viewing time was 1 hour and 20 minutes, which falls within the Academy guideline of no more than 1 to 2 hours for children over 3. The researchers didn't find that TV typically displaced other activities, such as reading or outdoor play. Dr. Vandewater says that if families turn off the TV, the assumption is that they will spend time together, but that's not always true. They might find other things to do separately. Also, if parents are under stress, that's not necessarily a good time to be together. It might not be so bad to pop in a video for half an hour, Dr. Vandewater says. She also commiserates with parents who might find the no TV rule tough to adhere to. She notes that media and technology are not going away, so we need to figure out how to give advice that's workable. Another expert, Dr. Christopher Lucas, says it's helpful to put TV viewing into context for children. While unsupervised passive watching probably isn't helpful, educational media, when watched with parents or another caregiver, could be helpful for children, he says. Dr. Lucas and Dr. Vandewater are both concerned about the growing trend of TVs in children's bedrooms. According to Dr. Vandewater, a growing body of research shows that TV in the bedroom is related to many negative outcomes. She strongly urges parents not to put TVs in a child's bedroom. The expert's final advice? Media is a treat. Like any other treat, it's best in moderation. For more information, always consult your child's doctor. Thank you for listening. Please visit our website for more information on health and wellness topics.